USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Day two of the impeachment trial of former President Trump is underway.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons are commanded to keep silence on pain of imprisonment while the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the article of impeachment against Donald John Trump.
The CDC director is continuing to urge folks to wear masks despite dropping COVID-19 numbers.
Masks offer two kinds of protection. When I wear a mask, it protects you and it protects me. But to get the most protection possible, we all have to wear them.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky also says there's now clear information that shows coronavirus case spread dropped after mask mandates were instituted by states across the country. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Residents in South Florida thought they saw a UFO, but that strange light with a tail like a comet turned out to be a test by the Navy from a submarine.
It was only a test of a Trident ballistic missile that got all those people stirred up on Tuesday. But over the next several months, we're going to be hearing a lot about anomalous aerial vehicles. Ariana Pollack of Military.com explains Congress wants an accounting by U.S. intelligence agencies.
They want to know if Russia or China are in possession of some sort of technology that, you know, the United States might not even know about yet. So if those things are lingering by U.S. bases or, you know, even on the coasts of the United States, lawmakers want to know about it, and they want to see, you know, what the military is going to do to try to counteract or deter it.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The U.S. territory of Guam is facing a tsunami threat after a 7.9 earthquake struck in the Pacific Ocean east of Australia. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden's pick to lead the Office of Budget and Management says she's sorry for past tweets attacking Republicans. In front of a Senate confirmation hearing, Neera Tanden said her role as an impassioned advocate for a left-leaning think tank caused her to clash with Republicans.
I recognize the concern. I deeply regret and apologize for my language and some of my past language. I recognize that this role is a bipartisan role, and I know I have to earn the trust of senators across the board. I will work very aggressively to meet that concern. I know the last 4 years or the last few years have been pretty polarizing, and I hope that we can work to address the country's challenges in a bipartisan and nonpartisan manner.
And as far as why she deleted a bunch of tweets after Biden's victory.
Senator, I appreciate people's concerns about my tweets, and I've regretted them. And I deleted tweets because I regretted my tone, and I've deleted tweets over many months.
Bruce Springsteen will be headed to court soon after being arrested in November for DWI. TMZ reporting the boss was cited for driving while intoxicated, reckless driving, and consuming alcohol in a closed area on November 14th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.